You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello again and welcome to another edition of an Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Tuesday, July the 24th. Andy Holding looking at seven races again for you at Ballinrobe, course third and final day of their July festival. We've got National Hunt action all the way. Quite a decent card actually. Plenty of runners, lots of competitive betting as well. My nap comes in this 7:50, so that's probably worth sticking around to listen to that at the very least. And we begin with a maiden hurdle over the extended 2 mile one at 5:50, in which all eyes will no doubt here be on Mason's Daughter, who looks a class apart, dare I say, in this opening contest, based on the fact that she was good enough to finish a very creditable fifth at the Punchestown Festival in a Grade 3 contest won by Cool Reavy in pretty decisive fashion. She was good last day down in Tipperary, beating Stable Companion Get Out of My Way. I like the way she quickened in the closing stages there, having been taken wide by Paddy Mullins to look for the better ground. She's got some good form throughout the winter. And of course, she's had that all-important run over hurdles as well when she was third behind Champagne Lady in quite a decent mare's contest at Fairy House in the middle of winter. I think the ground is crucial too. Although she handles softish ground, she does go much better on better ground. It helps her to quicken. And in a race, like I say, won't take too much winning. I'd expect Mason's Daughter to give another winner there for the Willie Mullins stable in the opening contest.
Race 2.
On to the 6:20, only three that count here on all known form. And of the three, I'd be much more keen on Zafu from the Ewan Doyne stable, having finished second on his first two starts for New Connection since leaving Joseph O'Brien. First of all, down in Garran, this horse is a little bit slowly away in the hands of Daniel Holden. The loss, probably about seven or eight lengths. And in the end, that crucial lost ground was the difference between winning and losing, because he only lost by a head in the end from Smitty Bacall in a bit of a wild finish. Over at Limit the other day, he was cantering and going really well down the back straight when he made a bad mistake at the last in the back straight. Quite a runner, like, dived at it and once again lost valuable ground, which he could ill afford to do. He ran on quite well to get within half a length of the eventual winner, Storm Rising. And that form alone should be good enough to be very, very close in a race of this nature. Obviously, Little Lighter and Columbus have to be respected, but particularly Columbus comes here off three unfathomably bad runs, to be fair, from a Willie Mullins train horse. So we'll have a massive amount of confidence in him justifying favouritism. And Lick Light hasn't won over hurdles in five starts. So I'll be very keen here on Zafu. Top price 11-4 this morning. He'll do for me there in the 6:20.
Race number three.
On to the 6:50. Quite a wide open race here, around about 4-1 the field at time of recording. But are quite keen here on that Nearly Famous from the Jessica Harrington stable, of course, yard that needs no introduction at the moment, going great guns. And Barry Geverty's on board. And this duo teamed up down in Garran the last day. And for regular podcasters, will know the sort of affection I hold and esteem I hold the winner in Ingleby McKenzie, who was tipped up the other day to win at Killarney, which he duly obliged. I also mentioned Messi as well, the third horse, and he was second in a very competitive handicap hurdle. So that form and the time figure of that race down in Garran has stood up really well. So even though this horse has beaten upwards of around about 10-11 lengths, she still ran very creditably in the context of what she's up against tonight. So around about 7-1 top price this morning, Nearly Famous. If she can repeat or go better than that run last time at Garran, she should be there or thereabouts in what looks a weaker race on paper.
Race 4.
On to the 7:20, which is a rated race for 0-116 rated horses. And Lord Erskine would be winning this, really, if fitness wasn't quite an issue. He hasn't run since May. That said, he was good enough to win first time off the shelf this year at Sligo in pretty decisive fashion. I really do like this horse. And Rachel Blackmore, she's riding on the crest of a wave at the moment. Anything that she sits on board is simply getting the most proficient of rides. So very, very reluctant to go against Lord Eskin here. If there was an each way bet to nothing against him, providing all eight runners go to post or nine runners go to post, then Cheap and Cheerful could fall into that category. I think he could be a little bit better than his rating suggests at the moment, 108. He was just a little bit paced, two starts back at Limerick over the 2 miles. Then the stiffer 2 miles and a more positive ride brought out much better results when he started very strongly in the latter stages. The fourth horse has run really well down in Kilbeggan the other night in a very competitive handicap. So that overall shape of that form, that Sligo race, isn't too bad. And I think, like I say, representing the yard in good form, I do think he's probably the each-way alternative to my number one selection there, Lord Eskin, in the 7.20.
Race 5.
Right, on to the 7.50 then, the main action and business taking place here in the shape of Podrego Connor. Also, I napped down in Sligo last time out, and albeit he only just about got the job done by a length, I think he was valued for much more than that because he was probably given a little bit too much to do in reflection by Paul Townend. He was a good 7 or 8 lengths off the speed as they rounded the home bend up the hill, but he quickened up really well in the home straight to actually, in the end, win quite convincingly. Prior to that, he found the drop back in trip a little bit too tight for him round Garen, albeit he ran quite well despite being hampered. And the time before, he clocked a very big number over 2.5 miles again at Listowel. So clearly 2.5 miles plus is what this horse wants. And I actually think the extra 2 furlongs tonight are really playing to his strengths. He's a strong traveller. He loves the good ground. This track will suit him. And he's really only really got touch base to think about here, who won quite well down in down Patrick last time out, so he'd be a big danger. But I'm going to stick with Podrego Connor. He's done me proud in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I like him. I still think he's improving, and the 6-year-old is definitely one to keep on side.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest then, the 8.20 over 2.6 miles. And I'm not going to overcomplicate this race. I'm just going to nominate Oh Here We Go from the Val O'Brien stable. This 9-year-old finally laid plenty of ghosts to rest when winning on the 17th time of asking here last time out. But the fact that he did win at this track has got to stand him in good stead going back to the same venue here tonight, albeit dropping back 3 furlongs in the trip. But I don't think that'll be too much of an issue. It will take some getting around here, and there's not that many horses here that generally see out the trip. This horse travels really well, like he did the last day. And Donna Myler seems to have affirmed a really good association with this 9-year-old, who's in quite clearly very, very good form at the present moment in time. So, here we go. Top price 9-2 this morning, caught the odds, 4 places. Very hard to see him not finishing in the frame there.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, and there's a bit of a word going around here for Westport Lady, which is always the case with a William Unish trained individual, but he could face stiff opposition here because there is a little horse I've actually watched for the last 2 runs called Batsio from the Ted Walsh stable. I think Ted's got quite a nice horse on his hands here, former winner of a point to point, caught the eye in no uncertain terms when fourth at Punchestown on the 16th of May when he travelled into the race very strongly from the back of the field, only to not quite manage to get up in the latter stages. Was the only one that went with the eventual winner the last day at the same track, advanced point, but they pulled miles clear of the rest. I just like this horse. There's something about him. He's quite a big, strong, sturdy type. He's 4-1 top price this morning. Again, another horse I can't see not running well with the experience under his belt. And Ambrose Mahon rides as well. He's quite a decent £7 conditional. So plenty of his favour there, Batsio, and hopefully I'll round off what should be a good day for us here tonight at Ballinrobe. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to be over at Nace tomorrow for the flat racing there. 7 races beginning at 5.40, so hopefully you can tune in to that then around about the same time tomorrow. So until then, it's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.